FM 90.3 WJTL, bringing you Jason Gray When I Say Yes. The 77s today. Mike Rose celebrating a birthday. We heard a tune from them to celebrate. Good morning to you. Liam and Fred with you on your Thursday at 7:02.
You can join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's top 25 tomorrow morning from 9 to 11. And in case you miss it, she plays it again Saturday evening from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest from Swan, Scaling Walls a Note at a Time, Diana Volo, is here. She's the founder, executive director. Good morning to you, Diana.
Good morning. How are you?
So wonderful to have you here this morning.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to? Say hi.
Oh, I'd love to say hi to my team and my teachers. They're awesome. They work so well together and love giving the joy of music to the children we serve.
Oh, it's awesome. So tell us about Swan and how you guys got started and what you do.
Well, SWAN is a nonprofit organization. It stands for Scaling Walls a Note at a Time. And we specifically serve children in the Lancaster School District, Lancaster County, whose parents are incarcerated or have some history of incarceration. And sadly, of course, with that comes trauma.
Right.
So we serve these kids by giving them free music lessons, ensemble training, performance opportunities, mentoring. We're able to share the gospel and pray with the kids, and we have some other helpful services to them in the mentoring. But in turn, what our children do, they learn to play instruments, and they love to serve their community by providing beautiful music to retirement residences and their schools and just the community at large. They're very active.
I love that they not only learn to play instrument, which is a wonderful outlet for a child, but then also to be able to learn to perform together and to give back. You must have some great stories about how God has used Swan and about the kids and what they're doing.
Oh, we certainly do. One of our favorite places that our students love to perform is at retirement residences. We always inspire them to, you know, their goal is to put a smile on their audience's faces.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the kids will make homemade cards. And so they'll come prepared to give a card to a resident. And the residents just love when our kids arrive.
Oh, yeah.
And the children know it.
Yeah.
And so everybody's enjoying the music. The children get this sense of instant success. You know,
right?
The audience claps for them. They do put those smiles on people's faces. Everybody really, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh. Now, how many students do you have at any given time?
Well, throughout the entire year, we will probably serve about 280 students.
Wow.
Now, 60 of those will be in the School District of Lancaster, but then we also teach at the Youth Intervention Center in Lancaster.
Yeah.
Now, that Youth Intervention Center is for children that are awaiting their court hearings. Maybe they have committed a crime and they're kind of waiting for their court hearings. We teach there, and then we also teach on the other side, which is the housing or residence side for students who don't have any foster care that need it.
Yeah.
So we give the joy of music to those kids too. And, you know,
that's awesome.
Doing a good work there.
Now, how can our folks pray? How can they get involved? Do you need volunteers? Do you need teachers? Do you need, what sort of needs do you have?
Oh, we are always looking for teachers.
Yeah.
So that's a definite need. We would just love for everyone to visit our website, see what we're about. When you visit our website, you'll see some video clips and a lot of stories about, impact stories about what our kids are doing.
Your website is great, and it looks so joyful, too.
It is.
I love that. How about instruments? Do you need instruments? Is that something that is a need?
Well, certainly, there's probably a lot of instruments sitting in people's attics, right?
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Or in their basements.
Yeah,
so
sure.
If that's the case, you just email info@swanforkids.org.
Yeah, check it out. Swan, the number four, swanforkids.org is the place to visit to find out what is going on. And I understand you guys are going to be part of Faithful Give this weekend.
That's right. We're excited about that. And the Faithful Give has been a wonderful organization that is supporting nonprofits that are biblically committed to Christian values.
And that's happening Sunday, Monday? Is that?
That would be October 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Check it out, faithfulgive.org.
That's great.
Wonderful. We're going to talk more with Diana coming up, Mac Powell, Doe, and more music, too.
With SRN.